some games being canceled, not being canceled. It's just, that's what it was. And, you know, what I tried not to do and what we tried not to do is focus on those things and have built-in excuses. We just kept pushing forward, you know, not having guys available. And then, like you said, get into a rhythm. I thought going into the semifinal game against Clemson, we hadn't played our best game yet. And, you know, we needed to play our best game tonight against Alabama, and we didn't.
Our next question is from Austin Ward with Letterman Row. Go ahead, Austin.
Brian, I know that this just ended, you know, half an hour ago, but I wonder, you know, where do you go from here? This year was so long. You guys worked so hard. I can't imagine that you want to just go straight back into off-season workouts. What's the next step now?
Yeah, Austin, we need a break. We need to get away. Kids or the guys on this team need to see their families, and we all just need a break. And you know, we've already started to put together the schedule for the spring, but we all need to get away for a while. This has been a long, long road. Guys miss their families, and they deserve time to be with them. And so we'll unwind for a little while, have an opportunity to reflect on what this season's been, and then get back into it. But you're right. I mean, you can't just go back to work here. There needs some time to rest and reflect.
Our next question is from Dennis Dye with CBS Sports. Dennis, go ahead.
Ryan, you've done this a lot of times, game plan for a game, but what's it like, you know, looking at film and tendencies and everything else against Alabama and then actually facing them, really seeing all that firepower? What's it like to deal with it?
Well, no, they do. You know, they're very, you know, good schematically, and they have really good personnel. And so, you know, it's one thing to have a good play. It's another thing to execute it. And, you know, we didn't do that, you know, well enough on either side of the ball tonight.
Then with our next question from Pranav Rama. Go ahead with your question.
Coach, second half, why do you think the game slipped away from you guys?
I don't think there's one thing. I think it's several things. You know, we didn't finish a couple of those drives, didn't get the fourth down conversion, two of them. And they continued to make big plays, and you know, they got up, I think, four scores on us, and we couldn't quite keep up. And so it was just a combination of things. I thought there was a point there where if we had got a stop and got into the end zone, that you know, we had an opportunity to get back in within a couple scores, maybe get it down to 10. And so, you know, but that didn't happen, you know, and I just think it's a combination of things.
Our next question is from Stephen Hawagan. Stephen, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Coach, I know that just minutes after his last.
Yeah, I mean, Justin's been unbelievable. He's as competitively tough a player as I've been around. You know, for him to go out there and play today, I mean, really shows his toughness and how much he loves his brothers. You know, he still took some shots on that hip. And, you know, he was not 100% tonight. You know, he was working through it and made some really good throws, made some gutsy plays, you know, kept us in the game there for a while. But he's an unbelievable player. I love him to death, and we're really going to miss him.
The next question is from Nathan Baird. Nathan, go ahead with your question.
Ryan, you knew that with their explosiveness and their balance that I guess you're kind of in a danger if you don't. Thing sometimes on defense, but again, just what was the approach and as far as how to play them, mix of linebackers, mix of defensive backs, what was the choice there and why do you think they were able to exploit it so well?
Well, you know, we wanted to make sure we didn't change, you know, what we do just fundamentally, but we also had to have some change ups because, you know, if you just sit there, they're going to pick you apart. But again, I think it goes back to, you know, it's one thing to have some ideas. It's another thing to execute them. And we didn't do that well enough. And there was just obviously way too many big plays. And, you know, and then on offense, you know, we couldn't go score for score with them. And, you know, and then the game gets out of hand. But, you know, our guys competed. They play all the way to the end. And, you know, I wouldn't have any other group with me. You know, they're a special group of men. But to go back to your question, yeah, I mean, we had some things that we did that we wanted to change it up. We also wanted to make sure we were doing the same things that got us to this point. But clearly, it wasn't good enough.
Next question is from Rob Holler. Rob, go ahead with your question.
Hey, Ryan, it's one thing to see a guy on tape, another to see him live. Can you just comment on Devontae Smith? Have you seen anything quite like that? Is he one of the best you've seen? And the pressure of having to score every time is an offensive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's that part is tough. And then I think that there's a feeling of if you don't score, you know, you're going to get down. And then, like you said, the pressure mounts. You know, we got that turnover early. That kind of got us going a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've seen one better than that. I mean, he just seemed to create a lot of separation. He's obviously very fast. He plays stronger than he looks. You know, he's not a very big guy, but his play strength is significant. And he just eats up ground down the field once he gets those strides going. Tremendous ball skills. You know, Heisman Trophy winner and well-deserved. He's a great player.
Our next question is from Bill Landis. Bill, go ahead with your question.
You said you didn't want to change your defensive plan coming into this game. This vision, the structure of this defense is something you said you wanted to keep in place. Do you think you need to change it? Is it too rigid when you get on the field with a team that has this kind of talent, a team that you're going to see, you know, every year moving forward once you get to this kind of stage?
Well, like I said, we did do some different things. You know, we changed up some of the looks and played some too high, which is not something we typically do a lot of. You know, pressured some more the last couple of games. So I thought we did mix it up a decent amount. But again, it's another thing to actually execute it. And, you know, when you're playing against elite players and you know, this is probably one of the better offenses in college football in a long time, you know, the margin for error is tiny. So I think it's probably more the execution. You know, I thought at least, you know, in the first half we did a decent job against the run game, which was a huge emphasis point. We had to stop the run, and they're very, very well balanced. And so that's the challenge when you go against a team like this. But clearly we didn't hold up, you know, well enough in the pass game.
Our next question is from Bill Benowitz. Bill, go ahead with your question.
Hi, Ryan. I'm assuming Trey Sermon was a huge part of the offensive game plan. How much of a blow was that to lose him? And could you also address the decision to kick the field goal when it was fourth and six, fourth and both and six, I think?
Sure. Yeah. To lose Trey on the first play of the game is just one of those things. You know, I said, whatever you think what's going to happen in the game, it's probably not going to happen that way. And we lose Trey in the first play of the game. And, you know, we certainly missed Tommy Togiai in the game and, you know, a few others. But that is what it is. You got to overcome it. And like I told our guys, you know, nobody feels sorry for you. So you just got to keep pushing forward. It's kind of been the theme of this season. Well, I think if it was fourth and, you know, one, fourth and two, fourth and three, you know, I think you probably go for it. But I think it was either on the five or the six. And I think that the percentages there are very low conversion rate. So I just said, you know, let's just take the 3 points and move on.
Our next question is from Carter Hill. Carter, go ahead with your question.
Hey, Coach Day, thanks for taking my call. Looking back on the season, what is the difficulty being about the season? I know it's coronavirus and all that. Was that the difficult part of the season to keep everybody together?
Yeah. There was a lot that went into that. This is, you know, it's probably an hour answer to that whole thing. But yeah, it's been a lot with these guys. You know, having no fans, having no season, having games canceled. Yeah, it was a challenge, but wouldn't have it any other way. What these guys have learned and what our coaching staff has learned and this whole program has learned about, you know, what our culture is all about. Very, very proud of that. And for the guys who are in the locker room who are going to be coming back, they have something to motivate them in the off season. You know, that feeling of coming off the field, we felt that way coming off the field last year against Clemson, and now we feel the same way coming off the field against Alabama. So I'm going to use that as a motivation, you know, in the off season.
We have time for a few more questions. Let's try Carter Hill once again.
Coach, how would you reflect on Ohio State football, in your opinion, in 2020?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that the culture of our program, the leadership of our program, the way that our kids fought for a season, and then came back, dealt with all the adversity along the way of games being canceled, guys being out. You know, for some programs, there was a lot of guys out early and they kind of got them back and were able to get into a rhythm. It was very, very difficult for us to do that. We had, you know, the offensive line was out for an extended period of time. And then, you know, in this game, we had the defensive line. We had wide receivers, you know, during the Big Ten championship game. And so for us to continually work through all of that and get to this moment right here was an unbelievable success. And, you know, we wanted to win the game. The goal was not to get here. The goal was to win the game. But all that being said, couldn't be prouder of our culture, what our kids are made of, and where the program's headed.
All right, one last question by Ken May. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, Ryan, as you look back on it, there were a few times when y'all made it almost look easy going down the field, and then others where it was herky-jerky. And I'm just wondering, as you reflect back, what was it that Alabama was doing defensively, rolling the dice, et cetera, that gave you the most problems? And could you give us an update on Wyatt Davis?
Yeah, Wyatt, just talked to him. You know, he kind of re-injured that knee. It's sore right now. I'm not sure, you know, what the diagnosis is. We'll have to check with our doctors, but he's sore. He's certainly in pain. Yeah, you know, on offense, the thing for us was I felt like when we got the first down, we kind of got going and we get into our rhythm and our tempo. When we couldn't get those first downs, that's when I think we had 3-3 and outs in the first half. That hurt us. And then I think we had a couple in the second half as well. And one of the challenges is that, you know, we like to go tempo. But when you go tempo, when you go fast, you know, you put the defense back on the field. And when you go against an offense like this, that's kind of in the back of your mind. And so it was kind of hard for us to get into a rhythm. It was hard for us to get into that kind of tempo. We did a little bit once we got a couple first downs, and we did a nice job there. But, you know, there was also the other side of the ball, and we had to kind of balance that out. But at the end of the day, you know, if we just did a little bit better job executing to get those first couple first downs and get into a little bit of rhythm of the drive, we would have done better.
All right, that's it for this virtual press conference with Coach Day. Thank you, Mark, very much for joining us.